Even though kids usually don't play outside anymore, these kids just seem to yell. I don't hear any playing going on, but oh well. Hopefully you guys don't hear that. So moving on.
7 hours later.
Created live on Fireside.
Welcome, everybody. Today we are talking dunking in basketball, but primarily, who is the oldest person to dunk? This started because I was watching YouTube and I watched this YouTube channel called The Basketball Time Machine. He basically talks about older players and goes into inside stories, gets clips and podcasts from all over and just kind of puts together some inside stories. So I was watching players in their 40s and 50s dunk a basketball. And I've seen it before. I remember when Spud Webb, who's one of the shortest players in NBA history, there was a video of him dunking a basketball, I think in his 40s. So he kind of compiled a bunch of all the footage. And, you know, Michael Jordan was dunking in the NBA, I think in probably his early 40s when he played for the Washington Wizards. And then there's video footage of him in his later 40s dunking like on some little kid at some charity event or something. By the way, if you hear some little kids just yelling and screaming, that's the next door neighbors. I have no control over that. If it sounds like I'm killing them, I'm not. Although I thought, even though kids usually don't play outside anymore, these kids just seem to yell. I don't hear any playing going on, but oh well. Hopefully you guys don't hear that. So moving on.
7 hours later.
As far as basketball and dunking, you know, dunking has made basketball and helped it just become a global sport where people from all over the world are watching it. The dunk has definitely helped. I would say Michael Jordan was the first global icon pre-internet. He, because of I Dream I'm Him, the whole I Want to Be Like Mike song, him being able to take flight, really changed the whole evolution of the dunk and just made it more transcendent to everybody, where it's like, it doesn't matter your age or your race. If you see someone dunk, you could just get into the whole moment. You become a fan and you get into the excitement. Of course, I always like to go a little bit into the history before, because that's just who I've turned into. So I started looking into the history of dunking. The first dunk was in 1936, and that was by a gentleman named Joe Frentonberry, and he was 6'7", because to me, always like people dunking, I cannot dunk yet, and we'll get into that more, but he was 6'7". He was also the captain of the American basketball team to win the first gold medal in the Olympics to include basketball, which I didn't even know they had basketball back in 1936, so that was the first Olympics to actually have basketball, and he was the captain, and they won the gold medal that year. And then I read of another guy who dunked the basketball in between there, but that's it. Nothing really much, but it really didn't become popular till the 1970s. Oh man, I don't want to do him injustice, but I think it's like David Thompson. He, if you look at some of his old dunks, he really had some leaping ability. Of course, Dr. J, they went at it actually during the dunk contest. The first dunk contest was held in 1976 during the ABA halftime show. It actually had Dr. J and I believe Thompson, because I found some footage of it, and he does like a 360 dunk from the baseline, but that's the iconic one where Dr. J jumps from the free throw line and he wins the dunk contest. And of course, that's the one that Michael Jordan replicated years later. And then of course, since I looked into the guys, I have to look into the ladies, and I'm like, okay, I actually remember the first dunk, but in the first, I wanted to know not just in WNBA, I wanted to know who has the first dunk. I found all kinds of different sections. Like for example, Candace Parker is the first woman to dunk in an NCAA tournament. Lisa Leslie is the first woman to dunk in NBA history, which was on July 30th, 2002. But before that, in college, and I hope I pronounced her name right, Georgiana Wells, she dunked back in December 21st, 1984. Since there, more women have dunked the basketball. I actually did not look up the height of the woman's rim, for guys, the official rim is 10 feet. So 10 feet to be able to dunk a basketball, depending on your height, depending on your athletic genetics as well. That all has a lot to do with it. I'm like 5'11 and a half, 6 feet. I cannot dunk. Father Time is creeping up. Father Time's undefeated. You met your match. I'm getting ready to take you on as far as trying to dunk, and I'll go into that more. So then I looked into the oldest woman dunking, and I found footage of the first woman to dunk, Georgiana Wells, and I'll put it on the show notes. That was a pretty cool dunk back in 1984. From what I was watching, some people, that was in college, some people were like disappointed because everyone thought she's going to be the one, and it didn't happen when the media was there or people thought it was going to happen. It happened on a different day, but she did it, and it helped kind of just change. Basically, it inspires future generations. You don't know who's watching, and then you start seeing me thinking about it like, oh, seeing the dunk and how way more women can dunk now. And same thing like in MMA, you see the evolution of a few, and then you see how more well-rounded they are and everything else, and how the sport is growing, how you see the sport of guys grow from when you watch the early footage to now. It's growing, and anytime you're expressing the greatness of the human potential in a physical format, I'm a big fan of that. And let's see, I'm looking at the comments here. The oldest woman that I found dunking was Michelle Roberts at 33 years old, and she dunked during a game in 2012. She was a former college basketball player who played for the University of Tennessee, and she is now a coach and mentor in women's basketball. As far as currently in the NBA and in the past, I was trying to see who was the oldest player to have dunked a basketball during an NBA season or during the playoffs. The oldest basketball player to have dunked a basketball was Robert Parrish. He is 7 feet tall, and he dunked it at age 43. When they say he's the oldest, I have to check because there's video footage of Vince Carter dunking on his 43rd birthday. He's one guy that they called him Vinsanity for a reason. He had and still does. I bet you he could still dunk. So I'd like to see if by how much, because there's a couple guys, as I mentioned, Jordan's one of them. Iguodala was the oldest player to be playing in the NBA now that he retired, as well as Haslam from the Miami Heat. He was 43, and because he was retiring, they let him play a little bit. I think he got a dunk. He might be the new record holder. The article I found was a little older, so I'm going to have to check on that. But now the current oldest player in the NBA, if I'm correct, will be LeBron James, and he is 38 years old, and he is very capable of still dunking. So he will be carrying the torch of the oldest player in the NBA and who can still dunk. One thing with LeBron James as far as his whole career is, I am disappointed. I'm not a LeBron James fan. However, I'm pretty disappointed he never did a dunk contest. I think the dunk contest from how it started with the icons in the 1970s, and then it just got better and better. And there was a lot of good dunk contests that you're like, wow, it was like, when you look back in history, you're like, wow, everybody there turned out to be like Hall of Famers or really, really good players. And even Kobe, everyone has taken part in the dunk contest, and LeBron James never took part in it. Some people say it's because he's not a creative dunker. He's just more of a powerful dunker. And that's why he never took place. But I think it's kind of like even though he's done so much for the game and everything else, but in a way it's kind of like you're saying you're bigger than the game. You don't have to do it. And you don't have to do what every other great Jordan and Dominique Wilkins has done for the game. You just chose not to do it. And now you could still do it, but I don't know. NBA dunk contest now has become, in my opinion, sad and pretty horrible. Just the whole NBA All-Star has become pretty bad, but the dunk contest was better this year. But the only reason it was better this year is because it's become so bad where none of the stars actually want to take part in it, that they bring in the guys from, what is it, the B League. And the guy who came from the B League. He put on a show. I can't remember his name, but he won the dunk contest. You would think, hey, someone from the NBA would win the NBA dunk contest. He might play on and off. That's the way it goes. I hope the NBA can do something more, because watching, growing up, the and one and all these YouTube kind of developing, and you can see all these dunk contests from street ballers, and these street ballers are doing really creative dunks that the NBA players either don't want to do because they don't want to get injured or can't do. Just because you can play in the NBA doesn't mean, you know, you're better like freestyling at like the Harlem Globetrotters. Some of those guys are better dribblers. I was watching one guy. He's the fastest dribbler in history. Can he play in the NBA? No, but vice versa. They can't do the same thing. So moving on to, and we know who the oldest player to have played in the NBA is. So now, once you're out of the NBA, what about once you're done? We know some guys into their 50s. But there's one guy who, well, there's a couple. He's not as well-known, but I'm going to start with a more well-known. And it's kind of cool because he's one of the first to dunk from the free throw and just kind of get this whole many, many generations of people wanting to dunk. Dr. J, there's video of him at age 63 years old. He can still dunk a basketball. And I'm like, that is, some people can't even move or walk around at 63. So to be able to still dunk a basketball, and I know when you're a certain height, you might be like, well, that's not too fair. But 63, I got to give him credit. Now there's another guy, and he puts out a video footage every year, and I'll link it up, but you can look him up. Every year for his birthday, he goes out and he dunks a basketball. He's a former NBA player. His name is Marques Johnson. He is now 67 years old. And you can, the only thing about this year's video is, I know he's not going to, you know, fake it, but they actually don't, they show him dunking, but they don't show his feet. And in years past, they show his feet. And the way they do it, he's got so many sponsors and so many people there. You would think there was someone else with a different angle covering his feet, because all you see is him dunking, but they cut off the feet. And basic photography, you don't amputate your main star. The good thing is, 67 years old, we know of one human. Considering basketball dunking, just in general, as far as like a feat, is not really, you know, even 100 years old. So we know that it started in 1936, and up to now, the oldest person who, I forget his height, is 67 years old. Well, the average male, I believe, is maybe, I think, 5'9". I would like to know, if how about a regular human who can actually dunk? And now we get to, well, is it still possible for me to dunk? I've always wanted to dunk. When I was a little kid, watching Jordan, I grew up during the Jordan era. Of course, I wanted to fly. I wanted to jump. I wanted to be able to dunk. I never could dunk. And I'd always say, I'm going to dunk. I'm going to do whatever it takes. These crazy shoes with like big old circles on the bottom on the front toes came out. And if they were expensive, if you bought them, you were supposed to be able to jump. And now they have other types of shoes like Nike or the APLs. Those are like $400 shoes, and they're supposed to help your vertical of up to 3.5 inches. And it goes to, as technology gets better, you know, and shoes and clothing and tech, if it can help you do it, I still don't want to do it that way. I mean, I want to do it because, yeah, the feeling of dunking, that'd be cool. In Azusa, where I grew up, they have a couple dunk courts. It's Lawson and Memorial Park. They're about 8 feet and 9 feet. So there I could actually go dunk. And growing up, we'd play there all the time. And like I said, I'd always wanted to dunk, but I wasn't even good enough to make the team. I got cut. So I couldn't even make the team, but I still wanted to dunk. At times I would really, really work on my legs and then forget about it, get distracted, other things. Then I just kind of gave up on it. Then my son wanted to dunk, and I'm like, okay, he dunks, I want to dunk. So I started working out on my legs more and more. And then now I'm like, I still, because I love working out, it's still a goal. But I think if I'm going to try to dunk, my window's running out. The good thing is, for those of us who are not, you know, genetically gifted and were born with those certain attributes, at speed, power, agility, things like that, with, and I don't get paid to say this, but with the ATG training that I've been doing for a couple of years now, with the Ben Patrick knees over toes and the type of training and I've looked into all the people that I've learned or heard about him through let me rephrase that. Through his mentors, I've learned of other mentors that I had not heard of. And then I looked into him, and some I had heard of. There's one guy that I had never heard of, and this is one of his mentors. He's got different ones, you know, for like weight training and speed and stuff like that. But his name, and I can't pronounce it because I don't want to mispronounce it. He's from France, but he's known as the Godfather of Dunk. You can check out his Instagram. And he's very into just working like your feet, which is something that a lot of people completely ignore. And because of his knee issues, he started, you know, you can't just really work on your knee hurts, your hip hurts, something hurts. It's all connected. You can't just say, well, I'm going to work on my hip and then not work on your toes. It's all connected. So he does these workouts that a lot of people may think they're weak or not, or maybe warm-ups, but they really help strengthen your Achilles, your feet, your ankles. Because of our shoes, I think he's 40, 50 years old now. He's got a 56-inch vertical leap. He can kick the back of the rim with his leg. You know how strong and flexible you have to be able to do that? So if you look at any of his training techniques, you'll see that it's different than what you see normal people doing. Between him and between the ATG training, I still believe I can dunk. And I'm going to try to dunk. And you can follow my journey. The Nike 3-on-3 basketball tournament is back finally. It's been years since the whole pandemic. They haven't had it. It's back. I'm excited. I'm looking to get into basketball shape. I don't have any other races. Who knows? What if I could, I don't know, just hopeful thinking, but get in enough shape to be able to dunk in during one of those games. You never know, but I'm going to go for it. I'm working on my legs, so it's not like anything different. But now I'm actually just tracking it. I'm not really good at tracking. This year, I'm getting better. I bought it at the beginning of the year. When I usually do this, I track it. So this is just for working out. So it helps me track it. And then besides tracking it, I have a calendar. And then the calendar that I see in front of me when I use a erasable marker, that just helps me more on the daily. Like I could see that I haven't done nothing. It's blank. So that means get up and do something. So that one's like right in front of me where I lay down to help me from being lazy. And then the other one, this one is in more detail, like how many sets and actually how many miles or how many minutes, or this one has more detail and the other one's just in general, just for motivation. With all that said, I hope you enjoyed this episode about dunking. I look forward to doing more basketball shows. I see from, at least on the podcast, you guys really like the Nike one. That one's one of the more popular episodes. And I got to finally play basketball, a couple weeks ago during Father's Day with my son. I always watch that basketball time machine, so I've been meaning to do this show for a while. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll do more basketball shows as well. And thank you everybody in the audience, Lily, for joining. Until next time, Coach Ray Z, Athletic Definition, and I'll be dunking near a basketball court by you in the future. I'm out.